Hello again, and welcome to Time for Brass. I'm Ian Cottier, and you're listening to the nation's station, Max Radio, in the Isle of Man. For some time now, I've been very much aware that although Time for Brass is firmly anchored here in the island, it has very much a worldwide reach, not least through the bands that I feature week by week. So I've embarked on a project to show just what a worldwide phenomenon brass bands are. Each week, for as long as I can keep it up, I plan to select 5 bands from Britain, the continent of Europe and around the world, and play a couple of tracks from each, just to show what a musical treasure house the brass band movement is. Strike up the band, and that's exactly what I shall be doing for the next hour. And for that first number, we went literally to the other side of the world, to Auckland, New Zealand, one of the foremost regions where bands thrive, and which indeed was visited by our own Manx Youth Band back in 2001. But on with the show, and for our second choice, we're back in Britain. Scotland, in fact. And it's a Kirk and Tillock band for a great old favourite of brass band audiences down the years, Carl Friedemann's Slavonic Rhapsody No. 2.
Thank you.
For tonight's first solo, we move south to a band that has a long and distinguished history with some notable successes. Here now is David Welsh of Wingates to play The Flower Song from Bizet's Carmen.
Thank you.
For many listeners, a high spot in these programmes is the inclusion of a march, and we haven't had one tonight so far. So to put that right, we take a trip to Switzerland and the brass band Berner Oberland, who introduce us to a march that I hadn't ever come across before. It's called Bellinzona. On the centenary in 2010 of the Pretoria pit disaster, in which seven of that 1910 band died, Wingates produced a really excellent commemorative album. One of the tracks was Percy Fletcher's Labour and Love, which was actually the very first original work to be written for the National Championships, and that was in 1913. Here it is. Labour and Love, an important milestone in the history of brass banding. But now it's back to Switzerland and the brass band Berner Oberland, who treat us to a little bit of Mozart. Scored as a tenor horn solo, it's called Concert Rondo.
Thank you.
Many of Britain's most famous bands were founded as a relief from the grinding toil of industries like mining, but also steelworks, factories and textile mills. Religious groups too, notably Methodist churches, founded bands which often had the word temperance in their titles. Wingate, whom we heard earlier, was a case in point. Kirk and Tillock, too, was a product of the Rechabite movement, an extreme branch of temperance movement, although the term temperance has now been dropped from most, if not all, of these bands. Here are Kirk and Tillock to play the theme music from the film Schindler's List, followed by a solo from the Auckland band, Genie with the Light Brown Hair.
Thank you.
the Auckland Band of New Zealand, providing a bit of nostalgia for the many Scots who've made their home there. And that brings us towards our closers, which introduce the final band of tonight's Chosen Five, the Flowers Band of Gloucestershire, who first bring a hint of the West Country with their trombone soloist Rob Marsh playing Sweet Nightingale. Sweet Nightingale, a West Country band playing a West Country folk song as arranged by a West Country composer, the late Gough Richards. And the Flowers Band reassure Liverpool fans, and everyone else for that matter, that however bad things seem, you'll never walk alone. And finally, we end where we began, as the Auckland Band of New Zealand remind us that it's time to say goodbye. Good night.